fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of September, our second hour with Professor James McCanny. Our prepper tip of the day is to prepare for war. That takes in a lot of territory, that little three-word phrase, prepare for war, because that's what we're facing. We do have with us my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's authored, I believe, 12 books, more to come. Advanced amateur archaeologist to the point where he consults with foreign governments about matters of archaeology, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Yes, doing very well.
Okay.
And it's important to... important for people like us to express that, because one by one they seem to be killing talk show hosts with fake COVID infections. I think the theme of the day is starting to become a pattern.
Well, you sent me some links for the mainstream media attention to Robert David Steele passing down there in Florida. I had some private information with a gentleman who knows more details. I think the main issue with Mr. Steele was he did not have an advocate that had his best interest in mind to get between him and the medical establishment. It's unfortunate.
That's correct.
It's unfortunate what happened took place. It didn't have to. I don't know. I know that over the past several years, there's been several dozen experts in the area of virology and related topics that have died under very strange circumstances, haven't there, sir?
Yeah, I happen to know Robert David Steele, knew him, and know a lot of people that were with him previous to this happening who also were sick. He was on a bus tour of the United States. His last appearance was August 4th, and a number of the people got sick, let's say, put it that way. But, you know, this gets back to what I've been talking about, the fairy dust, which now I've identified as graphene oxide. And what happens, I've got more information on this now than each week I learn more. It gets into the lungs, and it's like little saws, little three-dimensional saws. And putting somebody on a respirator, which they did to Robert David Steele, guarantees that the lungs are pumping and pumping and working and working, and it's like little saws on the alveoli in there, cutting them up until the person dies. And so when Anthony Fauci told Trump that they should put everybody on respirators, he knew very well what he was doing, the war criminal Anthony Fauci. And that's why you saw a lot of deaths in old folks' homes, nursing homes, at the beginning, and in very local areas, because what they were doing clearly was putting it in the ventilation systems, and the people who were most susceptible to this being old people, they put them on a respirator, kill them, and got $39,000 for that. Nice business. If you could buy a $2,000 piece of equipment and make $39,000 every day off of it, that's a pretty good investment. And so anyway, that's what happened to him. There's no question. He was a very healthy person, even if something called COVID, if there is such a thing, he would not have responded that quickly and gone away that quickly. And by the way, who took a picture of him as he was passing away and then handed it out to the press? Those pricks published this all over the internet and saying, man who denies COVID dies from COVID. That's the story. He was a high-level CIA guy. And that's the dirty, that's the muddying up that the CIA likes to do when they get somebody back. So anyway, I could go on for quite a while here, but there's no question in my mind, the CIA killed Robert David Steele. I will say that on the air. And tried to kill some of the other people that he was with. And it was very clear behind the scenes that he could have been the next vice presidential candidate with Trump.
Really?
Yeah. That's where it was going.
No kidding. I had no idea. I had no idea. Well, we got open lines. If somebody has a question or comment at 512-248-8252.
Let me invite who I call pissant, bottom feeder, internet troll Dave from New York. I hope he calls in. I got a few questions for him.
Okay, well, Dave has had a change of heart of late with some of the more recent research. Yeah, he has. We'll give Dave a pass, and he's had a change of heart because the evidence of what we've been talking about has become overwhelming even to Dave. So thank goodness.
Wow.
Wow's right. Well, Jim, do you have an update on the wing generator? I know that's a project that is close to your heart there, a big project.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in the background, I will tell you that. And it will be on display, let me put it that way, on a very high level. I'm not going to give any details. I'm just going to say a very high level exposure that is ongoing right now. So, lots going on there. A number of other things I'm working on in the background, too, which I don't, they're not ready for public display yet.
All right. Well, I know that's the way you operate, Jim, and I certainly respect that. Any updates on various archaeological matters that you like to look into?
I'm trying to think if there's, I've been diverted here quite a bit, and I spend about a third of my time putting out little fires in respect to just running businesses, getting things organized. And so, but the other things I do are, like I say, not quite ready for public exposure yet. But archaeological wise, I wish I had some time. In fact, I'm staring right now. I have My organization in my office is I have a filing system that's all spread out so I can see it all. And it covers a big, big table behind me and my big desk, which is pretty big. And I pick and choose the things that are necessary to work on. But the archaeological one that I have here is, I tape them in front of me. The new books, I have a number of new books, new book titles that are being worked on. And those are taped in front of me so I can look at them and remind me that they're waiting to be done. So lots going on here. Nothing to update right now. I talked before about the Nazca Lines thing, and that's there's actually more and more academicians jumping on this and understanding that there was an old North Pole, and there was an old, along with that, there was an old equator, and it changes everything about history. I mean, the history, they're still teaching this man walked across the Bering Strait, you know, 2,000 years ago or some ridiculous thing, you know, and populated the Western Hemisphere. They're still teaching that to kids in school, even PhD students. And the other thing is it's getting to the point where we're going to have archaeology on Mars and other independents. So this is the great thing about the private space programs going on. They're going to be crawling all over these places very soon, and there's no way to stop the information that'll come out. And that's, by the way, one of the things Robert David Steele was coming at from a very different direction from me. He was coming at it from the inside of the CIA intelligence agencies, and I was coming at it from the science point of view, where the CIA took over NASA in 1991. And it's been a smokescreen ever since. But there's a lot of archaeology on Mars, human habitation there, and the story is very clear. There was the comet Venus that came by and relieved it of its atmosphere and oceans. But it's a matter of time until we get private spacecrafts up there that can actually observe that and give us real information. The stupid little robots that they have running around there and keep referring to from NASA as just a smokescreen. I mean, they've got a lot of mileage out of those dime store robots and saying that that's Mars and the top research on Mars. No, they've been on Mars for a long time with good equipment. Yes, yes. And this is part of the Baal cult also, is keeping that information private for those people who think...
What cult is that again, Jim?
The Baal. Baal worshippers. This is
B-A-A-L?
Baal is in all of these people, the skull and bones is a piece of that. It's I've given some pretty extensive lectures on my radio show regarding that, about Baal worshippers, the place in California, what do they call it? Where the skull and bones guys hang out.
The
Bohemian Grove is one Grove. Of them. Right. And then the three icons of Rome, England, London, and Washington, are other forms of indication of control of Baal worship, the all-seeing eye on the dollar. The list goes on and on, but Baal worship is the heathenistic religion, and it really had a lot to do with Mars. If you remember back, the Flash Gordon in the 1930s, this has been known about for a long time. Ming the Merciless, remember, was on Mars, and he would send death rays to Earth. This was all based on Baal worship, basically, and the indication that there was human life on Mars and the exchange of travel between Earth and Mars before the Venus event. And, of course, that's why they flipped out over Velikovsky. It wasn't because of some stupid comet theory in Carl Sagan. It was because he was getting close to the matter that there was human habitation on Mars, and the public all over the world were buying into this. So they had to get rid of him. And so they did it claiming that he was against the known science of the time, which, of course, was all baloney, too.
Right, right.
And, of course, I got involved in the middle of that beehive when I was at Cornell. And it always made me think, you know, why were they so angry? I don't know if it was a stupid comet theory. Well, who cares? Some guy publishing something, it could be, you know, if it was false, it would be forgotten tomorrow. Nobody would care. But the anger that came out at me was exceptional. I'll just put it that way.
It certainly was. Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we got Michael in Tennessee. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, John.
John, right, you're on here.
I got a question for Professor McKenna. If they are not successful in forcing enough people to take this kill shot, can they dose us with a graphene oxide through the air or through the water?
Okay, let me talk about this on that August 11th Power Hour show, but I'll just go into this because it's a good question given the current conditions, what's going on right now. If it comes in the lungs, it's like a fine powder, and it's like little teeny micro saws, and it cuts the, as you breathe, the lungs are working as your lungs move. In fact, I'll say this too. Listen closely. This might be the most important thing that you hear. If you get a dose of graphene oxide in your lungs, you have to be calm. And that's why the hydroxychloroquine and the other things they take with that prevent people from blowing their lungs out, not putting them on a respirator, is because you have to keep the lungs almost stationary. Breathe very, very, very slowly until your lungs clear that stuff out, and they will. And then it'll go into your bloodstream, and part of it will be it'll go out with solid waste. But anyway, and so that's why putting someone with that in their lungs on a respirator is going to guarantee that they're going to be dead in about a day. And so that's one way to get it into people, but that's a way to kill them very quickly. Okay, number two is through a vaccine, and that goes right into your bloodstream, and what happens there is it's the magnetic graphene oxide that they're targeting that can go to your brain or other organs, and I'm convinced that what they're doing, they can target, and that's what I talked about the research. This is from Analytical Chemistry Medical Journals, where they talk about having a certain design of graphene oxide go to certain parts of your brain. Then they can activate those with 5G. That's another way. The other way is through the water systems. They can put it in the water. You drink it. It goes through your digestive system. It absorbs. It is absorbed in water just as if it were like coffee or something. It goes right into your bloodstream. And that's another way that they can get it into your system. And that's why I've been very adamant that people should get a whole house water filter. And, you know, a little self-promotion there. But also when you're taking a shower, you're breathing it in and you're the vapor, but you're also taking it in through your skin, which goes right into your bloodstream because your cells on your skin, every one of them has a blood capillary going to it. And so that's another way, is through water systems, taking a hot shower. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, but those are the ways to get it into the body. And we don't know, your body is not going to get rid of them by itself. We don't know the detox method right now.
Michael, hold on to the break, Michael. Hold on to the break. We're right back.
Mm-hmm. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Labor Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order, you'll be paying full price. I manually refund the difference at my website. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just give them a call. Place your order. I'll take care of it at 800-592-9543. Michael, you have another follow-up question or comment, sir?
Oh, sir. I think McKenna answered the question pretty good there. Pretty clear.
Okay. All right.
Let me follow up with that a little bit, John.
Please.
People are wondering, how do they stay away from this? Number one, don't get the vaccination. Number two, be aware of closed areas like malls. And this is what I said in the very beginning. The pattern of people responding to what they were calling COVID did not match a virus. And what it matched was what I was calling fairy dust. I don't know if you remember, John, but this was early January, February 2020.
Right.
I was calling it fairy dust. And now I know it's graphene oxide. And so also, if you have people that are in elderly homes, a nursing home or something, I would say get them out of there. Because what they're doing is to get attention. They'll, like Florida is resisting, you know, is doing what they don't want. So anyway, they will go into a place like Florida and create a lot of cases and then blow it up. And, oh, look at the Florida isn't doing what we're saying. They have all these cases now. And that's what they're doing. So if you're in one of those areas where the governor is actually doing what's right, I would say tend to keep your loved ones out of nursing homes or other, you know, public events. And they can put this any place. I mean, like Robert David Steele, for example, was in a bus traveling that could have been a car in front of him, dumping it out and it going into the air conditioning system of the bus. There's many ways to deliver this into the air. I would say avoid closed area public places. If it's out in the open air, it's hard to get this stuff into a concentration enough that it's going to bother anybody. It's got to be in a closed area like a nursing home. That's the other thing. And then also, I've gotten this from a number of sources that they're going to start putting, I would say this, plus potentially other things, in the water systems. And because I'm in that business, I get this constantly. And these are people in the know. These are people in financial circles. These are people in medical circles. And it's coming at me from all directions. I have people calling up that say, hey, how soon can I get something for my whole house filter, something like that, because they heard it from someplace. Anyway, that I would say is one of the primary mechanisms for delivery to the broad scale public.
Okay, that's good. Michael, thank you for your call. Jim, you've got a radio show once a week. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, that would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2. The James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, has been airing for the past 20 years, commercial-free. And I'm talking about space travel, which is right now I'm dealing with something that I developed back in my Cornell days, understanding the electrical nature of the solar system and intergalactic medium. And then I did a talk at the UFO Congress. This is back in like 2003. It's called, it's a video, actually. It's in my video set of historically important videos. It's called Electric Highways to the Stars. And it was real interesting. When I gave that talk, there was a contingency of about 50 high-level military scientists in the back of the room of about 1,200 people. And I met some of them afterwards. Some stayed around to talk to me. But and it was interesting in talking to them. But anyway, this is the topic of my show tomorrow night. It'll be an ongoing topic. The scientists that talked to me after that presentation, they said, we don't know where you're getting all your information. We're learning a lot from you. You're right about everything you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. And so... this is back 2003.
All right. We got a break coming up. Our next caller, we'll just hold off getting our next caller on board with us because this break will be here momentarily. It has to be somewhat gratifying to hear that from these NASA people, I would think, Jim.
They weren't NASA. They were military.
Military.
Difference.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. We are bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back. Jumping Chair, we're here on Wednesday, the first day of September. My Labor Day sale is in effect right now on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You pay full price when you place your order. I manually make the refund. You can place your order using PayPal at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. That the toll-free number is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, James. I will be kind today. James, you said something that piqued my curiosity. I'd like to get you to kind of elaborate, and then I've got a comment about the vaccine. You mentioned that there were talk show hosts that were dying of COVID. I've got a name to add to your list. I'd wonder if you could kind of tell us who all had passed. The name I will offer up is Phil Valentine from WWTN in Nashville, conservative talk host, anti-COVID vaccine, wound up in the hospital for about a month, supposedly died of COVID. Are there any others beside Robert David Steele?
I'm trying to think. Was his last name Scott? I'm trying to think offhand. But, you know, and also I also wondered about Rush Limbaugh, because one of the old ways of getting people was with rapid onset cancer. The doctor, Robert Harrington, was an example. Then these were all involved back in the old Hale-Bopp days. Chuck Schrammick, who was a good friend of mine, talk show host from Houston, was one of the two people who posted the early Hale-Bopp pictures on the Art page with that whole fiasco. And Chuck, I knew him personally. I was on his show regularly as a guest. And, I mean, I knew him, and he was dead in, like, no time of cancer. And of course, after that, the CIA got in and did a number on Art Bell and eventually weaseled his show out from under him, you know, with all kinds of public accusations and things like that. He managed to survive that, but did lose his radio show, which was, you know, literally the most popular radio show in history. He had over 600 affiliate stations that he built up from his little trailer home out in the desert of Nevada. But anyway, the one I'm thinking of, to answer your question, I can't remember his name offhand, but there's another one in there also. But here's the thing. Whenever the news media pumps something up and says, yeah, this guy died of COVID, that's the message. And, of course, with Robert David Steele, he had said many times that the whole thing is a hoax. And the point is, he was going after the CIA in public. Of course, the CIA is running the country right now. I mean, they're running the whole issue with the Taliban. All of that is all CIA crap, if you haven't noticed. And that was supposed to happen 4 years ago under Hillary. But anyway, there is a growing list. I will tell you that, though.
You brought up Art Bell. I had talked to Art Bell privately. And the things that he was accused of, his son had actually gone through. And Art was pretty upset. So I don't believe anything that Art was accused of. I know that he was dealing
with it. It was
all
trumped up.
His son was very troubled because of abuse. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, John, on your website, you've got the video that I sent you probably over a year ago now, talking about the Funvax, fixing the flaw in a person's brain that they would consider to be fundamentalist Christians or Muslims or any other religious believers. They were going to fix it with this thing called the Funvax. James, I'm wondering, do you think the so-called Funvax is actually the COVID gene-altering spike protein-presenting kill shot? Do you think that has targeting?
It's graphene oxide. And that's very clear now. And that what they can do is by the design, this is what I gave my August 11th talk about, and it needed quite a bit of time to present this, but the magnetic graphene oxide can be targeted to an organ or a very specific area of an organ, including the brain. And that's what they're doing, because they can control it with 5G signaling, and they can then come along and plug in other receptors that go on top of that. It's the computer interface into your brain. And they can lodge it in, typically in the creative part of your brain, so they can control that. And so that's the, there's no question in my mind that's what it is. What's that?
That's where I was going, because the Funvax, they were actually came out and said that under some type of an MRI, they were watching the center of your brain was lighting up if you had spiritual or religious beliefs. And they thought that was a brain defect, so they were going to fix it. I've been saying since the onset of 5G, when they were talking about it, it's a weapon system. I've been saying when I found out the graphene oxide was in there, it's a tremendous conductor. They're turning your body into an antenna array. They're going to be able to run you like you run a RC robot in your living room. I believe that. So I would tell people
the other thing about 5G is there's two networks. There's the telecom network, which is one thing, and then there's the 5G network, which is the human control network, and they're putting it all in. And it's under the guise, under the name of telecommunications. It's not all telecommunications.
I don't think any of it's telecommunications. They want total and complete control of the slave class. Those that will not participate, they may get them to breathe in the 5G or breathe in the graphene oxide, kick the 5G up and lay them over dead with a heart attack. I don't know. I do know this, is that there's people that have been given this stuff. Actually, the chemtrails, this is something that I found out because of the industry I'm in. I have a friend who's actually delivering jet fuel from Texas to California. And if you're familiar with the material safety data sheet, they had two MSDS sheets on this. One was, and he was taking it to an Air Force base in California. There were two MSDS sheets, and the one sheet was when it was used as a weapon. It was thermologically stable, where it could be burnt as a jet fuel, and coming out the exhaust was something that would float down and give the effect of LSD or some kind of a psychotropic reaction if you breathed it in. He was not allowed to load the truck. The people that were doing the loading and unloading came out in full body, like a moon suit, protective gear with oxygen tanks. If you got it on your skin, it would cause hallucinations. Our Air Force was using it as a fuel, and what was coming out the exhaust, and you wonder why people are going, you know, crazy, because we're being dosed at every turn. And now they've got the final plan in stage. They're going to mark people, and they're going to control people. And those who refuse to comply, they're going to destroy physically and mentally. Any thoughts on that?
Well, we're coming at the same thing. Yeah, essentially, it's a control mechanism, and they absolutely want everybody to comply with this. The other thing they're very afraid of, the CDC has just come out with a mandate. It's a little different twist on gun control. They're saying it's for gun violence. They want to prevent gun violence, kind of like they want to prevent you from having COVID. And so the answer to that is to confiscate guns. And they're quoting, you know, high crime rates. That's why they like high crime rates in Chicago and other places, because then they can now quote that as something we have to cure, like a disease. And the way to cure it, of course, is to take the guns away from everybody who's not committing crimes, that would use them to defend themselves against the runaway government that's going on.
One other question that you may or may not be aware, I'd like to find an answer. I actually went, I subscribed to the FDA's YouTube channel because you can find out a lot of interesting things if you keep track of your enemies. I noticed a few days ago that all the videos are going up in Chinese. The titles are in Chinese at the FDA's YouTube channel. So my question for you is, do you have any idea why they may be doing that, other than the fact that I can't read Chinese?
Well, yeah, maybe you'll have to learn. I'm sorry, John, do you have a comment on that?
Well, I have no intention to learn Chinese myself.
Right.
Well, no, I would ask people to go look FDA's YouTube channel and see if you can. You know, you find a lot of interesting things. In fact, they've got a man up there dressed as a woman that's talking about women's health, and it's clearly a man. So, boy, oh boy, all I can tell you.
Well,
very confused at the FDA.
We've become the laughing stock of the world. John, we need to move on here, John. We do appreciate your call,
all right,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller is Robert in Illinois. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, James and John. Hey, James, what do you think? The CDC should propose how to prevent hate speech by cutting off people's tongues. How about that?
Well, there you go. Yeah, yeah, you should call them up and suggest that they might do that. You know,
pass legislation. They probably got it already in their meeting notes. You know, James Fetzer and others have read off the list of the people that head up the CDC, and they're mostly of Jewish persuasion. Did you know that part? I'm sure you did.
I did not see anything, or I don't know about that.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, I'm glad you brought up Robert David Steele today. You know, I'm just aghast that nobody's really talking about it. This man, he has been around the block. Regardless of what people may think, what he said was far out there and so on and so forth. He's had his controversies, but you know what? The guy was straight up. You know, he had a top rating on Amazon for book reviews. Like, he had like one of the highest ratings. This guy was super well-read. He knew what he was talking about. He may be a little flamboyant with some of his information, and some people didn't agree with some things he said. Well, that was fine. But he was a man that was trying to be forthright and honest, and he had a good heart to try and appeared to have a good heart to try and resolve many of the issues that have plagued us throughout. He knew who was behind it, how these things had happened. And I'm glad you brought him up. I mean, nobody's really talking about him.
I knew him personally. I talked to him a lot, and I knew where he's coming from on a lot of different topics. Very clearly, I might tomorrow night on my show air one of his last 15-minute talks. It was in Beaver, Pennsylvania, and very clearly he was going. He said, "I'm going to spend the last 30 years of my life going after the CIA," who he was a high-level agent. He was very high-level. I mean, he wrote the programs, the protocol for the programs, recent investigative programs. And so, anyway, and there's a lot of issues. He was the head of the International Pedophile Judge, where they were actually starting to drag people in for pedophilia, and they were going up the ladder. Was something actually was happening under Trump. And I think one of Trump's biggest mistakes is he had people like Pence, you know, the bobble-headed Pence, who did nothing in 4 years. As vice president, has very specific jobs to do, and Pence did nothing. He sat in a chair and spouted platitudes. But a guy like Robert David Steele as vice president, understanding what he knows about the CIA in their international chaos program, would be devastating for them. And so anyway, they had to get rid of him early is my take on it. I knew him personally. When I was on his show many times, we talked about agriculture and other things like that. So, but in private, I talked to him about the topics he would bring up about space issues. And a lot of people think, well, he was way out there. But I'll tell you, he had information that you and I would never, ever see in a million years. But even at that, whether you believe or don't believe, or a person can talk about be liking Disney World, or that doesn't matter. That's not a reason to rejoice over killing the guy. And so, I'm convinced that he was taken out on purpose. All of the symptoms that are there, he was a very healthy person. Even if he got something like COVID, he would not have gone out that way. And who took the picture of him as he was dying? And you could see the look on his face. I know him. I've All of our videos, interviews were on camera. And so I know him. He's got a very light smile, kind of a pleasant manner, no matter what he's talking about. And he looked like he was in fear. Somebody was right in his face taking his picture and saying something to him, and that's the picture that ended up on all the news media. Can you imagine that? In all of the history of COVID, they never took a picture of even people's feet sticking out of a gurney, let alone their face, when they were dying of this, the whatever it was. And then printed on the internet? Who are these people? These people are corrupt, evil pieces of dog crap.
Well, I will agree with you in saying that there's no way in all holy earth that Steele would allow himself to be on a ventilator. Of everything that he knows, that's the last thing he would ever allow
himself
to do. So he had to be forced on there. It had to be against everything.
We have a break.
Let me hold on a second.
Hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, But we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Robert, you still there, sir? We need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up. Hey, James, you know, I think it was Robert David Steele that I adapted the wording pedo criminal. I believe he was using it, and I adapted it a few years ago because I thought it was just appropriate. Let me read this real quick. From Augusta, Maine, this is from CBS Wabi 5. It was on August 17, 2021. This is one of the unfavorable articles they wanted to write about Robert David Steele. A group of Maine lawmakers are condemning the participation of a state representative in an event hosted by a man who has made several anti-Semitic claims. And this happened in Belfast, Ireland. And then they go on to say it was co-organized by Robert David Steele, who the group describes as a known anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist. Now, that's all one phrase, a known anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist. And then they go on to say that he's named Jewish people for involvement with September 11th and that they're part of the synagogue of Satan and so on and so forth. So that was August 17th. Now we're talking 13 days
later. We could go on and on. I did a search yesterday, and there are hundreds of articles all like that. And, you know, none of them mentioned that he was working in on the pedophile networks around the world to bring them to justice. You will never hear that, or you'll never hear any of the other things that he was doing regarding the financial issues with the federal government, the money that's been stolen out of the federal government, put into private pockets. He was working on a lot of things that were going to expose a lot of people because he had the inside track on all of it. So, and then, like I said, he was doing a bus tour that they had stopped in hundreds and hundreds of little towns, and they were just going town to town with these big buses and stopping and talking to people and getting big response. But very clearly, people accused him of wanting to be president. I knew him personally. He did not want to be president. He wanted to help the president, and one of Trump's biggest mistakes, as I was saying, was not putting him and Cynthia McKinney and other people like that in office, the people that really knew what was going on, to steer that ship, because Trump was okay at business stuff, but he was just completely out of it when it came to intelligence agency stuff.
Jim, thank you, sir. We'll be back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Top hour break. Jeff Nyquist.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.